Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. We are here, we are talking to everybody, we can be seen on Facebook, so I'm so happy, especially today, because we have gorgeous guests with us. We also have gorgeous gentlemen calling into the studio from, hello Gary.
Hello. Hey, Alona, how are you doing?
Hi. Okay. Could you introduce yourself to us? What is your name?
Yeah. It's Gary Denham. I'm the CEO of Wamba Technologies out of Scottsdale here in Arizona. And we develop video games, video game related software. We've got our hands in a few different cookie jars, but it's all video game centric for the most part. So
I need to go a little bit back in time, because Gary Denham is my friend, a very good friend. I know him for many, many, many years. I remember him coming to our business. It was marketing and branding company. And you were internshipping and stayed with us for a few years. And we loved it. You were very, very talented. Then I don't know, but I, outside of your brain and your energy, I also loved your vocal skill. You are a great singer. So we have a lot of things in common.
That was a good time. Quite a while ago.
Many years ago. That was like 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, it was longer than that. Like maybe it was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. Working, getting mixed wine sold, you know, wine tasting with Mick Fleetwood and
yes,
doing that was a good time.
Yes, you were working with pretty big companies here, just with promotion, of course, of the product. So you closed pretty many deals, you know, for our company. And also you closed some deals for me because I'm a singer. So you could tell us a tiny little bit about this period of your life with us and our company.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. No, came in as an intern. And, within 6 months I had closed, deals with the Kroger company, Albertsons, got you at the time you were fairly unknown in the United States. You were just building up and, yeah. I got you on a disc with, Ashley Simpson and the Chemical Brothers. And, if I recall correctly, I think that disc went on to sell 250,000 copies or
yep,
something like that. And really. And really started taking place. In fact, that's right. That disc was the reason that we were able to get you recognized as a potential nominee with the for Grammys that year.
Gary, that was so amazing time of my life, because I was a dreamer too, and I always am, and I will die dreaming. And you were this enthusiast, you know, you were the person that I could go and just tell you my tiny little secrets. And we were coming back to my studio upstairs because you were also singing when you had a little break. So I felt like you understand that I have a right to dream. And you were like, you just look at me like, oh, she's a project. I love her music. She's cool. I'll do, and I will reach out to people. And you made amazing, amazing moves for me. So, yes, and the disc were with Kylie Minogue and Janet Jackson. So, really, the lady who dreamt and wrote the music in her own tiny studio in our house and seeing my results, that was something so special. And you were part of it, and you helped me so much on the way. So, I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, now business. Now you are a businessman. Now, you know, our segment with Gary is from rocker to video game producer. This is something really, really very important for you, and I think for world to hear, because we want people to go to Android and iPhones and download your game. But first, tell me a little bit about Waffle Smash.
Yeah, so Waffle Smash is our new Match 3 style video game, similar in concept to a game like, say, Candy Crush. But it's funny, I had no intention of getting into that style of video game at all. And I had this guy named Marvin Sunderland, and I was hiring for programmers for an esports project that I've been putting together. We're designing a platform. Well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But long story short is Marvin called me and saying, hey, do you have some programming work available? And I kept saying, no. And then he goes, well, I've developed some video games. And one of these games was a game called Waffle Smash. And I took a look at the game and I said, well, I love the name. One of the things that I'm huge on is branding and branding capability. And a name like Waffle Smash, it's something that, especially here in the United States, people hear and they can identify with instantly. Everyone knows what waffles are. It's just common enough that somebody sees the name and they stop for that extra 2 seconds to take a look at it and say, hey, is this something that I'm interested in?
Yeah.
And especially for a startup company, that's something that we want, is some built-in name brand recognition. So long story short, he had this game, but the game itself needed a lot of reworking. So I hired a team of 12 people, and including animators, graphic artists, and we got cracking, and we finally formally released the game here about a month and a half ago, and in beta. And we've been working out all the beta kinks. For the most part, have a lot of that stuff worked out, but seems to be getting good reviews. The people that are playing it, they seem to really like it. So
very, very interesting. But you are working with pretty big people, and for the gentleman who, yes, comes from branding and marketing business and has own dreams, I'm sure, like you had a connection, there was something probably that you were need to find and reach out to people that you believe can help all the way for this game. So, you know, I know you can really push hard, and you are very optimistic, and you're an entrepreneur anyway. So, but you are working with pretty known people. Yes. Then how was the experience with working with someone so big Andy Ashcraft? Could you give?
Andy Ashcraft. So coming back to the esports that I mentioned before, back in 2013, I filed for a patent that's still pending, but at this point it looks very promising that we'll get it. Once approved, there's a little bit more to it than this, but the essence of it is, once approved, we would essentially have a high degree of exclusivity for online esports. And there's a lot more to it than that, but that's kind of the gist of it. And the implication is, it's just huge. Once granted, a lot of companies that are engaging in online esports where, games like Call of Duty, for example, where a video game player could compete by paying a tournament entry fee, competing, and then winning money back. Those types of companies, large in part, would have to go through us in order to continue to engage in a certain aspect of the business, which we feel is absolutely key and crucial.
So you would be the gate for some people, and they need to just buy entrance to your gate.
Essentially, yeah. And so long story short is, upon approval, I'm very confident that that patent alone would be directly responsible for potentially into the billions of dollars in revenue for our company. But in the process of doing that, I realized I don't want to just have this be about a patent. I'm not a patent troll. I always wanted to build this. And so shortly after filing, we began developing a platform, a software platform, that would offer this type of gaming centered around one key and crucial component, and that is that players of all skill levels, not just the best of the best of the best, but anybody from the beginner, I just bought my Xbox a week ago, to that diehard 24/7 playing professional, that anybody could come on our site, compete against players of equivalent skill level, and we would have the security built into the site to ensure that that was actually happening.
Wow.
And so anyways, in the process of doing this, I met this guy. This is a funny story, actually. So I don't know if you believe in God or or Jesus Christ. I personally believe in Christ. I've got a ton of stories in the growth of this company that have happened very similarly to what I'm about to explain to you. But I had this guy, I'm not going to say his name for the sake of confidentiality, but shortly after I filed for this patent, I met this guy essentially on the street. And he was trying to get his life together, was trying to get his own business started, and was having a rough time of it, for all intents and purposes. And so I told him, I felt comfortable with the guy. And I said, tell you what, come stay at my house, eat my food. I've got a spare room. You don't owe me anything. Just promise me two things. Number one, you'll keep your life straight. And number two, you'll get your business going. So he does. And he comes over and does that. Well, he starts taking a look at my business and what I've been putting together. And he says, you've got to meet my relative. I don't want to say how they're related, because, again, I don't want to divulge anybody's confidentiality here. But he says, you've got to meet my relative. And his relative turns out to be veteran video game designer Andy Ashcraft.
Amazing.
Now, Andy was the lead guy, the lead designer on Disney's Cars 2, the video game. He was one of the designers on God of War 2, God of War 3, which is a billion-dollar franchise. He's worked on Gran Turismo 4, which is a huge video game. Andy's huge. So I get talking with Andy, and we just hit it off right away. And then Andy introduces me to Brian Upton, who was the chief designer on Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. That video game franchise has now gone on to do better than $5 billion in revenue. And I get talking with Brian, and Brian jumps on board. And so I've got these two guys, and then former Fortune 500 CEO, Paul Bulletin, who worked for one of the, as a CEO for one of the companies that worked, made up the Kraft conglomerate from Robert Kraft way back in the day. I'm sorry, not Robert Kraft, Jonathan Dart from Dart Industries, which later did a merger with Kraft Foods. Paul Bulletin jumped on board, and it's just been a smorgasbord of who's who ever since then. And so I've got just some amazing people around me that know what they're doing. They know the lay of the land. And, you know, we've all been working together to perpetuate not just the esports forward, but that's kind of how I fell into being willing to jump into the video game side of things as well.
Gary, that's so amazing. It's because been amazing. You are proving that sometimes doing something nice to people can return in very unexpected a way and change also your life and somebody else's life for unimaginable right now. And I really know, I believe what you are saying, because I know your soul. I know your life. One day we'll be maybe talking about the two. So I am proud of you like crazy. So I really want to pitch this game in the best way like I can, because it's really cool, colorful, and it's just funny and happy. And my daughter was showing me, and like I said, she started complaining that it started being too hard for her, and then you will be teaching her, or she needs to go to website and just try to learn a little bit more if she wants to really be the best in the game. But how if you can describe age that is the best to start playing Waffle Smash?
Yeah, absolutely. Adrian, so yeah. Waffle Smash is intended for all ages, and you can go to our website, which is wafflesmash.com, and from there, right as soon as you get there, if you've got an Android or if you've got an Apple, you can click on a link and get right to your preferred store to download the game. It's a free download. It won't cost you anything, and you can buy coins if you want, but you don't have to use them to play the game. They'll just give you a little bit of a faster advantage. But that being said, Waffle Smash is part of a family-friendly brand that I've been putting together called Womba World, which is a spinoff of Womba Technologies. And, you know, when it comes to family-friendly, I was just watching, I don't even remember what it was, but I was watching something on Netflix the other day, and I remember the rating was TV-14.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that the implication there is, hey, this is safe and approved for my 14-year-old children to watch. And I'm watching this, and it's chock full of sex and drug use and, the list goes on.
Under education? What is this game about?
It wasn't under education, but it was entertainment that's supposed to be, you know, quote unquote, safe for your 14-year-old. And, you know, I don't have any kids personally, but I'm an uncle to many. Yeah. And, you know, I'm fiercely protective of my nieces and nephews, both family as well as adopted, I should say. I've got tons of adopted nieces and nephews. But point is I wanted a brand that, you know, I don't think whether you're Christian or not, you know, whether you know, you believe in Christ like I do, or whether you have some other belief or don't believe at all, I don't think that the average working mother in this country wants her 14-year-old son or daughter out engaging in promiscuous activity, which can lead to a myriad of consequences. And I don't think that they necessarily want to see that shoved, you know, through their eyes into their brain. I don't think that the average parent wants to see their 12-year-old kid, you know, rebelling and talking back and creating drama when asked to pitch in and do the dishes. And entertainment today seems to not just promote this type of behavior, but promote the concept that this is normal and expected, and that this is what you should be. And again, I think this transcends, you know, my faith as a Christian. I think this applies to everybody. Nobody wants that extra stress in their life, and certainly doesn't want to see that, you know, path for their kids and the consequences that come with it. And so the brand that I'm putting together here with Womba World, starting with Waffle Smash, we have a kids book that's on the way, and it's hysterical, but cheesy. It's designed for kids, you know, ages like 6 to 12. But this is neutral classic. When I say classic, I'm referring to like Looney Tunes era.
I understand.
Type. Yeah.
You want to bring the way that it should be. Safe place and wonderful world, colorful, beautiful world that children and parents can be sure if they enter, just will teach them just happy place and how to really maybe not need the another type of games who just promote things that no parents want for their children. So we will be having a choice
exactly
right
it.
Now. So I know, and I was listening because really you are giving us a message, and this is your personal message, and also in a way games that you are promoting will have the message with it. This is a, will be safe and is already with Waffle Smash is a safe place for young people. Then you mentioned, I ask you for age, when they can start and understand and enjoy the game that is not so hard for them. Is age 6 and above? That's what you...
Let me answer it like this. I'm presently personally aware of people that are in the age range of 6 and people that are in the age range of 70 that are playing the game and loving it. So I would safely say it's for all ages. And I will tell you this, it's not as easy as Candy Crush. And we did that intentionally.
Yep.
You know, it's got some pretty difficult levels pretty early on. Not so difficult that you're going to give up on the game, but there's 720 levels and a lot of them are grueling, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Gary, because our time is running out, and I mentioned for today's conversation, I'm hoping you'll be talking to us maybe next month or whenever you want, and we can just promote or just describe maybe certain levels or whatever you think we're supposed to know about Waffle Smash game. But I'm coming back to beginning of our conversation because I also introduced you as a musician. So I would love to play the theme for Waffle Smash, which you composed and you produced. Yes?
It's a little monotonous. It was meant for a video game, but
of course.
Go for it.
Yeah, we know, and it's cute, and it's really, really wonderful. And I, because I need to wrap up our conversation for today, so if you have any, again, information, one more time, your name and website maybe that you can give it to us, or any contact
Absolutely.
Information, could you repeat one more time? Your name is?
Yeah. Gary Denham. Denham, and I am the CEO of Wamba Technologies, and we have just released Waffle Smash, the video game, the Match 3 video game for Android and Apple, and you can go to your Android store or your Apple store and search it and find it. It's a pink cover that's got our characters, Waffleton the Waffle and Drumstick the Chicken.
The coolest, coolest personalities ever.
Yeah, well, but the full name of the game is Waffle Smash, Chicken and Waffles. So please download, have fun. Be sure to give us a review after you've played it for a little bit. And if you'd like to contact me directly, you can come to our corporate site, wambaworld.com, and there's contact information there to reach me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for today. And we are listening to the cute music from the game Waffle Smash. Thank you, Gary. Till next time. Okay, what a cute world of beautiful, beautiful, colorful games that children really can enjoy. I just love it, and I hope we'll be having a chance to talk to Gary a lot, and we'll find out what he will create with his company. Something good. I am sure about it. But right now, hi!
Hi!
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
I am so happy you are here with us, and you met my friend, a very interesting human, but right now, I think I need to share beautiful, beautiful Anna with our listeners and people who can see us. I have in my hands Anna's Dane's new album, and I will say, outside of great music, which she will describe to us what style she is singing, and a little bit she will tell us the story behind the album. But I want to say, Anna, I had no idea you are Polish.
That's right.
When you contacted me on Facebook, I just went naturally to see who is the person. I found everything what was on the Facebook very, very cool, attractive, inspiring, and I went to clicked on your music. I'm like, wow. And then of course to your website, wow. And then I called you because you gave me your phone number, and you said to me, Ilona, I am
Polish.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's your job right now to describe to us how you came to America, how many years ago. And I know you will be back because I really want to talk a lot about your life with you. And of course, and I want to share this with our listeners. Your life is very, very inspiring. And to me, then I think will be for everybody who knows a little bit more. But I need to introduce you somehow. So what town you are born?
I was born in Gdańsk.
Gdańsk.
And I grew up in Sopot, which is right next to Gdańsk.
So then, in age of 11, I think, you left Poland
10.
With your 10.
Yeah.
You left Poland with your parents?
Yeah, just the three of us.
Just the three of you. And you moved with parents to?
Sweden. We didn't really move. We
emigrated. Yeah.
Fled.
Fled Poland.
Yeah.
Yes,
illegally.
Hello.
Hello.
So you stayed for a little bit in Sweden, yes? You couldn't be there?
We were there for about a year. I ended up going to fifth grade in Sweden and learning the language and thinking we were all going to stay there, but it wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to be.
Mm-mm.
So the next step?
The next step was finding a new home. We couldn't go back to Poland. The borders were closed and communism, of course, was coming to an end and martial law was declared. So my parents had to look for a new home, and that ended up being Canada because Canada needed engineers, and my dad was one. So they took us very quickly.
They took you to in Canada. That was the country that you practically grew up.
Yes.
Till moment that you met your husband, yes?
Yeah, ex-husband. My now yeah. ex-husband. I was in Canada for about 19 years.
19 years. But she's a very smart lady. So you are highly educated. You are a lawyer. Yes.
I am a lawyer.
What law did you study?
Well, in law school, you study everything. And then when you leave, you kind of figure out your niche. And I ended up going to family law. I liked helping families.
Wow.
Not under the best circumstances. It was
I
a
understand.
Lot of divorces
That's
and separations.
What, yeah, I have wonderful friends who are lawyers and family law, and could be very depressing.
Yeah.
And some of them just decided to switch or do something else because of that. So they couldn't anymore listen to so many unhappy people, and people that love turned into hate,
yes.
haters later. So, you know, but we need you. We need all of people
it was
who
are
going through this hell of divorce or something or problems like that. We need you. So, but you didn't really stay in this profession for long because you met love of your life then.
Well,
and
I met my ex-husband.
Yes, then love of your life probably. And you moved with him to America?
He was already here.
Oh,
he was
okay.
in California, and it just kind of happened. Right place, right time. We had similar interests, and I decided to take a huge leap of faith and move to California in early 2000. So it's been a while that I've been here as well.
And right away, San Diego, this is your hometown? Oh, yes. You moved? Oh,
yeah.
Do you like San Diego?
I love San Diego, absolutely. Oh. But I also have a huge affinity for Los Angeles.
Yeah, we will talk about this. Why? Because life works miracle way, and we never can really find out what the next day will be. We need to enjoy our todays and hoping for tomorrow. We do have some good ways of really thinking about what day next day can bring. I love this about you. So, yeah, we are going very fast forward through your life. But that's, I want people to know you. You know, obviously, you're gorgeous. You are beautiful. So, naturally, you are in Los Angeles. You are working with your husband in business that has nothing to do with law.
Yes, in San Diego. Mm. He had an existing business, and I just kind of joined forces with him and helped him out for the last the 15 years or so that we were together.
So for a second, I will stop you on this a moment, because like most of wives and ladies, smart and hardworking ladies, they're in a way allowing and helping their husband to build their own future. We are supporting their dreams. We have ours, but we say, no time yet, maybe one day, why me, or maybe I'm not supposed to. All this, I wanna, but I cannot. Why I even want to do something? I know I was in this position for 23 years. So I was grabbing and fighting between me being a little depressed. So, my time is now. I'm supposed to do something. I want something from life more than only support, you know, support somebody that I loved. But I knew something else I need to do with my life. But I was mother like you, of one daughter. You had a daughter, you have a beautiful daughter, 14 years old baby. So I talked to you a little bit, and I assume most of women who are listening to us right now, they can say, yeah, I've been through that. Hopefully most of them are still with their wonderful husbands, but for me and you, didn't happen this way. So you started to think that maybe you supposed to do something with your life more?
No, it wasn't like that at all.
How
actually.
Was like?
Yeah,
how was
a little
it with
different
you?
Than that. I wish it had been like this. It would have been probably simpler, and maybe him and I would have found a way to make things work if that was the only issue.
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of went our separate ways.
Okay.
And so whatever was there fizzled out, and I had to find my own footing in the world.
So you really didn't, you had no problem. You loved your married life until things were a little cooling down. But then when everything went down, I love you. You're so honest. We are so honest.
Things went down.
When things went down, you, like probably most of ladies, said, what now?
Things are going down. I am no longer required here. Time to, well, it wasn't even like that. It was really very simple. Besides that, my daughter was taking music lessons. She didn't want to. It was not the time in her life. She was only 7. So I needed an outlet to take all my feelings. And I just started singing, taking over her lessons. And it led down a path I was not expecting. It was nothing I had planned. I was never a singer. There was no ambition, zero whatsoever, of any kind to do anything like that, really. I was primarily a mom, you know, a homemaker and helping out in the family business. But when things go down, you go, all right, well, this is what life's throwing me my way now. So let's see where this goes.
So this is an amazing story, because you didn't ever dream to become a singer. You probably knew that you have a pretty voice. I think your mother.
My mom was a singer. Your
mother
right.
was
oh,
singer.
Good research.
Of course. So you, I'm sure, love for music was in you always, because, you know, raised being next to your mama, maybe not the style of music, because that was amazing, because you had so many good teachers and coaches that they led you, and till this day probably help you to discover what song are the best for your compilations, for the albums, what songs you're supposed to try rehearse. Do you think you were picking all the song by yourself? You knew what you want to sing from the moment when you started singing?
Yes.
Well, that's a power.
Yeah, so my mom was a singer, but she was mostly a singer in her college days. And she sang in those jazz clubs with the smoky air. Okay. And, you know, Poland was full of them at the time. She studied in Toruń.
Oh, Toruń, beautiful town.
And she had a band and everything. But then she decided to get real and have a family and have a profession. And she became actually an art historian.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you decided to be real and become a singer. A little bit
in
different
way,
than mama.
I'm kind of living her dreams. Maybe.
Reverse mirror.
Reverse,
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. So you have the lessons. You start singing songs that you pick for the lesson for yourself?
Yes. I always had an affinity for jazz, but in more particular for the Great American Songbook and all the standards, the Sinatras, the Bennetts, the Ellas, the Billie Holidays. That was my sweet spot. And I wanted to focus on those songs.
So again, I'm keeping one more time the album that now we are talking about. And title of the album is?
Find Your Wings.
Find Your Wings. I love this title. That's what we want to do. And I love that you say that for you, the time didn't really matter. You know, this happened unexpectedly. You were looking for your wings. And I know you found them. So it means you'll be flying forever. And start to be very, very serious for you. Very fast, very soon. Or that's look so easy. Or really you work hard to get to the point that really you are charting on a billboard. You are really in so many places that people dream for years and cannot ever get there. So I don't know, as a singer also, I want to share with us how did this happen from the lessons to amazing album. And you recorded this album in
Capitol.
In a Capitol Records that so many artists recorded, and there are artists that you love and you learn on their songs, you know, to make your mastership growing, vocal abilities. So we have this amazing album. Everybody goes right now and order on Amazon. Yes? Find Your Wings. Anna Danes. So could you, in your way, pronunciate your name? And yes,
it's Danes, D-A-N-E-S, Anna Danes. It's Amazon, it's Spotify, and everywhere, iTunes.
And we have an iTunes number one jazz album. I don't know what to say. I'm supposed to be very jealous, but I love you so much, you know. And I know nothing in life is easy, that things like that are not given. You work hard for that. And it's only, in a way, 5 years?
Yeah, about 5-6 years since I started. It's been a very fast journey. And Find Your Wings is actually my second album. The first one was recorded, I guess you could say, underground.
Yes.
I had to keep things in secret because otherwise they would have been shut down. But it's what liberated me from the situation. And I'm grateful to have done that. And when we did Find Your Wings, it was a very different place in my life. I was living in the light and embracing everything on the journey. I gathered an incredible team here in Los Angeles with producer Dave Darling and some of the top session players in the city, top jazz guys, including, oh my God, John Ferrero on drums, Trey Henry on upright bass, and Rich Ruttenberg, who arranged everything, and he was my accompanist.
So we are talking about beautiful vocal. We are talking about amazing singer. We are talking about magic and woman who found her wings, and now is the time for the first song. So which one you think the first one will be better? So Mr. OMG, which one? Or See You in LA, which song we need to play?
I think we need to start with the fun one, Mr. OMG, which I co-wrote with Mary Harris.
Okay.
Walked into my life one night, sat down next to me, told me all these wondrous things, and then he touched my knee, looked into my eyes so deep, I was falling in. Love was hypnotizing me while he let the dance. High and dry again, high and kissed her fast and furious, left me delirious, but I miss him so. Couldn't move an inch that night, heart began to pound. I was in a sensual trap, and there was no way out. Toby's never felt like this, perfect starry sky. Didn't know a gentle kiss also means goodbye. So alone, high and dry again. My heart feels like a stone. Mr. Fast and Furious, I was sure of us, but I miss him so. Never called or texted me, never told me why. Love had disappointed me, no more feeling high. I lay in bed counting stars, tears began to roll. Heart was pounding with each sigh, I was feeling small.
Mr. No Good, that's his real name. Hey, what's your name? Yeah? What are you drinking?
Okay, you brought us to amazing mood. Now on a little glass of champagne and, you know, beautiful dresses, which you really know how to dress on a stage and outside of the stage. Because, you know, it's like always, time runs so fast. We have one more song I really want to play.
Sure.
And see you in LA. It's a completely different little. So let's people right away get into the same mood because we have you in the studio right now.
Train rolls past my open door, calls me with a whistle. I know you're just a trip away, but I'm caught in the hustle. Motherhood and storybooks that don't turn out as planned. But I'll ride that track to infinity, cause one day I will land. Next to you, above the fray, below the sign, I'll kiss your face. Cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in LA. Mm-hmm. seagull on the pier he calls, neighbors out to play. Wouldn't it be wonderful to land feet first on a wave? I think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. 'Cause when the ocean sprays my body down, I come back to life. Next to you, above the fray, below the sign, I'll kiss your face. 'Cause I know you and I are worth the wait. See you in L.A. That don't turn out as planned, but I'll ride that track to infinity, 'cause one day I will land. Think I died a thousand times, I've got one more to get it right. You see, patience is the heavy load I carry all my life. Here's my heart, you've got my soul, keep them safe, I won't be long. 'Cause I know you and I, see you in LA.
I love this one. It's like really your book, open book. You are telling us your life story.
Yeah, it's a true story. And aww. I still live in that house over the train tracks in San Diego. It really all happened.
Beautiful. So you wrote the lyrics to the song?
Well, Cindy Alexander and I wrote that song. I inspired the song, but I have to give her a lot of credit for it. It's a beautiful song, and she actually ended up recording it as well on one of her albums.
Congratulations. Wow. I'm hoping everybody's going right now to iTunes and Amazon, whatever. Find Your Wings, Anna Danes. Hopefully people can see. And I know people fell in love with the sound of your voice. It's smoky and just beautiful. And yeah, it reminds us everything. What was the best about jazz vocalists? And you carry on the torch.
Thank you.
If somebody wants to talk to you, find you, where, how?
Everywhere from Facebook, Anna Danes Official, of course, Instagram, and my website, it's just annadanes.com.
So I'm hoping we are right now create this amazing picture of a very successful, wonderful woman, which you are. And I do not want to talk today about moments in your life that they were pretty scary. So if everybody think that life is easy, no, it's up and down and can be very, very hard. So even when we have this amazing, beautiful story of the perfect 5 years with music and just growing and finding your wings, and you know, life brings us really, really tough moments. So I can only say the cancer was one of
twice. Cancer was twice. There were so many ups and downs.
Twice. So now I really believe that people understand how I'm finding Anna inspiring. I would love her to come back to us and talk a little bit more how she just got through all that and still didn't lose any of her optimism, because I know I feel her. She's just a very optimistic woman and just can teach us one or two how to be brave, how to be a woman and mother and start her life again with the biggest dream that so many people, especially in LA, dreams about. And she is living her dream, working very hard to do that. So you are singing live, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I sing live all the time. I produce shows. And lately, life's taken me on new journeys unexpectedly. So started acting a little bit. I'm going to be on a reality show. You just never know. You got to keep going.
The words, you just never know. I like that. You know, this is not like you just never know. No, you just never know.
But it's exciting.
So it's beautiful. Today, we need to and our show. Thank you for your two beautiful songs. Album has how many? How many songs is on album?
Oh, there's 12. There's
so 12. We have 12, 10 more songs to enjoy. So please, people, purchase the album. And I know that everybody wants to hear also your life story. And yeah, because yeah, you will teach us a lot.
Thank you. Not only
how to survive, how to look like that, how to sing like that, and have hope forever.
Forever. And overcome all kinds of things.
Thank you so much for today, Anna. And for right now, thank you. And till next Monday, Accent on Ilona Europa. Next time.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.